And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. Chikungunya. It's a funny word that is scaring a lot of people. The chikungunya virus has been around in the Caribbean and other tropical locations for decades, but just arrived in the United States last week. It's spread by two types of mosquitoes that here in the U.S. can mainly be found in the southeast. In North Carolina, public health professionals have been watching its encroachment and planning for its inevitable arrival for years. New viruses happen all the time, and it is often a serious threat to our health, but I must admit I chuckle a bit at the reactions I see from people. Some like to go into what I call Chicken Little mode, running around telling anybody who will listen that the absolute worst case scenario will absolutely happen and we'll all be helpless to stop it. Others like to go into conspiracy mode, claiming that the virus was inflicted upon us by an evildoer. Most of the folks I've talked to, though, are only paying attention to chikungunya, quite honestly, because it has a funny name. So yes, chikungunya is serious. The best defense against it is to limit your exposure to mosquito bites by emptying standing water sources and wearing long sleeves and pants. But don't barricade yourself indoors waiting for 40,000 of your friends and neighbors to fall victim to this dreaded disease. We've had two infections occur in the United States so far, none in our state. I hope you won't listen to either the Chicken Littles or the conspiracists. Besides, the best way to keep your immune system in tip-top shape is to get regular physical activity. Just don't forget your bug spray. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.